Joint Committee meeting of the Business Finance and Justice Land and Natural Resource Committee to order. Time now is 6:30. At this time, I have a notification by Mark, please.
Lord, we're thankful for another day, for your many blessings, Lord. We just ask that you guide us and direct us, that you be with us at all times. We just thank you for all your blessings, all that you do, all that you've done, all that you will do. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. This time we'll have roll call by April, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
And Thomas Shihola. Chairman, we've got 8 present and 2 absent.
From 8 present and 2 absent, comes to a quorum. Any business conducted that will be official. Thomas Shihola and Ms. Jack have asked to be excused tonight. So, moving on down the agenda, the approval of minutes of December 10th. Second by Reverend Jones. Any questions? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes,
ma'am. David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes, ma'am.
Mitch Jack. Oh, sorry. Daryl Proctor.
Here. Thanks.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 5 in favor, 0 against, and 2 abstain.
All right, 5 in favor, none against, 2 abstentions. The minutes have been approved. Moving on down to order of business is TR 16043. A tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation calling on the National Indian Gaming Association to adopt a policy against conducting commercial gaming on lands that are declared to sacred by an Indian tribe or Native nation that historically occupied those lands. Defense, here a second. The floor is open for discussion. Representative sponsor is David Hill.
Okay, Chairman, first of all, Nico Thompson apologizes for being here tonight. So he did send a representative, Mr. Raymond Gray. Now, we're hoping to get this passed. There is a NIGA meeting next week. I think everyone should present this as a draft to try to get this passed through the meeting. Before I let Waylon get up here and speak, Lindsay. Should we add class 2/3?
Yeah, usually if the facility conducts class 3, they usually conduct class 2, but yeah, you can, yeah. Or leave it just to any commercial gaming at casino resorts, so that your post evidencing of opposition to any gaming period, no matter if it's class 3, class 2.
I didn't know about it.
David, did you want to make an amendment to that? Change class 10 to make it to any commercial?
Yes.
Okay. Motion made to strike out class 3 and add and any commercial. Do you have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Not. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Del Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Coming at 7 in favor and 0 against.
Yeah, 7 in favor and none against. That motion approved. Back to the main motion as amended.
Yeah, I appreciate the vote there. We found out, we wasn't going to go to NIGA, but we found out recently that the NIGA has put the boards on a panel discussing their development and their success with the chairman. We have a couple council members and construction company, so we planned on going out there and we're going to put a stop to that, of course. But we're also going to have a rally with out in front of NIGA. I called Ernie today. He called the called back, but I mean, he didn't talk. Kind of got mixed up or something. But anyway, if they don't accommodate us a spot to discuss with him and Jason Giles, who the last NCAI, they were making regulations on NIGA regulations. Robert McGee, which is the vice chairman of NCAI of Porter Band, and John Hart, who's with the best group that's fighting us. We're running the show, making all the regulations, telling Jason Giles what to write. And afterwards, I stood up during the regulations, resolutions, and asked him to make regulations, no gaming on sacred land and fairgrounds. And Jason Giles kind of laughed at me. And so afterwards, I confronted Jason, asked him why he was laughing. And I told him, be straight up with me, be a man about this. You always give these different excuses. I said, they give you a lot of money, don't they? And he said, yeah, they do. I said, it's about the money, isn't it? He said, yes, it's the money talks. And so that was my answer to why they won't make regulations for Jason Giles. And Ernie's the same way. But we're going to ask them to give us a space to discuss with them. We've got sinkholes and patches coming, the Auburn people, Cleveland Ollie from the San Francisco Peaks, he's coming, Rex Talusi from the Grand Canyon, he's fighting the uranium mines up there, and Buck Eckhoff and a bunch of others are going to be coming to our rally up there if they don't supply us a place, which they can probably easily done, usually call the police on us. But that's pretty much where we're at right now. So we appreciate the resolution to try to get them to make the regulations. Thank you.
I do have a question. As it passed through its committee, it passes through committee tonight. It still has to come through council, which is next week. Is this just going to be used as a draft copy to present to them? Or?
I guess so. If it has to be, yeah. Maybe a petition to show it, we'll wait for the next one.
If it's approved to, it's passed through the committee. I mean, that's basically what you want to kind of present to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else have any questions? Hearing none, roll call, please. This is on the as amended.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Del Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 7 in favor and 0 against.
Have 7 in favor, 0 against. That TR-16-03 has been approved. Moving on down to other business. Do we have
one more comment?
One more thing. I'll get all y'all a copy of this, but they passed a bill through the Georgia, I get all the words mixed up, Senate, I guess it is, saying that any project that's under 100 million will be exempt from the Georgia's EPA, which means they can just go ahead and disturb any sacred land or burial ground as long as it's under $100 million project. It's now in the House and the Senate. We have like 8 days, I think it is, to try to comment on it and try to stop this bill, which I'll get all y'all copies of. It'll be probably pretty important to talk about the next maybe. But I'll get y'all copies of this.
Okay, moving on to other business. Any other business? Okay, announcements. One announcement is BF&J will be following after this, right after this here, so. Anything else? Hearing none, I hear motion to adjourn. Pete, will you give us a benediction, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the day that you provide for us today. Thank you for leading us and guiding us to make decisions for your people. We ask for blessings in our travel. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.